Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. That's appropriate. It's also the 31st and last day of July, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we are expecting a high of 89 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I've been on forest fires, and this is the most socked in with smoke I've ever seen. So if I'm breathing a little hard today, that's why. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Trump comes out against 3D printed guns. Well, there's a fucking surprise. We're going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Trump comes out against 3D printed guns. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by KD4 Discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And you know all these people out there, Trumpers supported for the Trump, you know, the Trump coalition, the Trump Christian coalition, the coalition, Trump coalition, are these patriots. These patriots, well, they can support a man who infringes upon the second article that cannot be touched, that he has no authority to touch, that he has no authority to even say anything goddamn thing about, but boy, they support him because they're patriots. President Trump appeared to voice his opposition to 3D printed guns being sold to the public in a tweet this morning, saying that he had already spoken to the National Rifle Association. Well, that's one of them government agencies that represents we the people that we elected, isn't that right? Or is that a bunch of goddamn special interest sons of bitches for the elite to make sure that they get to have their special privileges? National Rifle Association about the issue, and that it did not appear to make much sense. I guess it wouldn't make much sense. I mean, if you're part of the National Rifle Association, the biggest money, I mean, one way or the other, comes from the gun industry. Well, goddamn, if you could just make a gun in your own house, make your own gun and not be beholden, not register it, I mean, exercise your second article right to its extreme. That don't make much sense. As the Daily Caller notes, the issue of 3D printed guns has reached a fever pitch in recent days after a Texas nonprofit organization won the right to post the plans for such weapons online for public consumption. The downloadable plans range from rudimentary handguns to rifles similar to the AR-15. The plans can be used by anyone with a 3D printer and minimal outside materials to create an untraceable firearm. Well, the president of these United States, well, every gun's supposed to be traced. I mean, the government's supposed to be in control of the guns in this country, aren't they? Isn't that what the Bill of Rights says? Several states have intervened to ask the Trump administration to federally ban such firearms. Yeah, just do it. Go ahead and ban it. You know, this is, again, what we've been talking about. This is a direct, straight-on fucking attack against our Bill of Rights, which is absolute and cannot be changed. No authority has ever, but straight on, just right in your fucking face. And hey, you know what? We can litigate it. No, we can't. When you are an outside force, you are not acting under any fiduciary authority granted by we the people. In fact, you are acting in defiance of our dictate in the ninth article. That makes you an outside fucking force attacking our goddamn Bill of Rights. We're supposed to shoot. When they attack your Bill of Rights, that's what they shot at Lexington Concord. When they attack your rights, you shoot. You don't talk about it. Let's have a discussion. We can have a discussion about this, can't we, people? These downloadable guns are unregistered and very difficult to detect, even with metal detectors. Tough shit. It's a right of America. Get all the trash out of here. Get everything that you brought in here that made this terrorist thing a danger in our country that you brought in here, used our resources to bring in here, and you won't even have to worry about that, will you? And will be available to anyone regardless of age, mental health, or criminal history. And that's what Trump signed. That's the communist legislation that he signed to get rid of your procedural due process. These son of a bitches, patriots, USA waving their flags. Trump is a goddamn dirty, low-life, treasonous piece of foreign shit is what he is, okay? And I don't care if you like it or not. In fact, I spit on you. Where were we? Criminal history. If the Trump administration won't keep us safe, we will, said Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. We will write it down on paper ourselves. We will take an aim at that Bill of Rights and boom, we'll put the fucking rounds in it. And you got to realize that we are the proxies. We are the bodies used to kill our Bill of Rights. And our Bill of Rights is already in dire straits. And hell, the only people talking about it seems to be over here. The fight over the 3D. Go ahead.
It's a hanging offense.
Pardon me?
Say it.
It's a what?
Hanging offense.
You goddamn right. It's a hanging offense. Yes, sir, it is. It's a hanging offense. It's a hanging offense if it's done as an act of espionage within your thing. This is not even that anymore. This is absolutely an outside force that has declared itself, like I said yesterday, you know, the federal government was supposed to be created for this exact reason. If anybody ever tried to attack those rights, our right to live free, our right to live in peace and free, that was how we were all going to come together. And this federal apparatus is going to bring us all together to protect that, because that's the most important thing in the world, because that's what we won this country for. But that is not what that is. That is an outside rogue infiltration. It is an occupation. It is not us. It is a foreign entity attacking our people's Bill of Rights directly. And we don't owe them no trials or nothing. There weren't no trials at Lexington Concord. You come to take the right, you got fucking shot. And that's the way it's, and see, this is why they're all backing away. I mean, like Mike Kornke, he's been talking about a whole lot of fucking things, but not that Bill of Rights, not this blatant attacks on the fucking Bill of Rights. He said today that the Bill of Rights in the Constitution mentioned every day in his poem, you know, the Visitor from the Past poem. You know, I remember the part in there. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Fuck the Constitution, written by Masons, often off of a Mason document for the aristocracy, for the elite, to get rid of the people's rights and take control over them. And that's all you're going to say about the Bill of Rights? The Bill of Rights is goddamn in dire straits. It's standing on its last leg, and hey, you know, we're going to make some movies. Let's make some movies. It's going to be real cool. You're going to watch us become the new Alex Jones because Alex Jones has moved up to the Fox level. And we're going to move into his fucking spot as the person that keeps the 75% from blowing these son of a bitches out of this country, who controls the people and controls political power, because that's what militias are about in this country, don't you know? Anyways.
It may be on its last legs, but it's been there. It can't be changed.
No, sir, it can't. It's not on its last legs. It is to the point to we as individuals have to start just going, that is an attacker. There can be no doubt. That person did not come here through any due process of the law. He is acting on no complaint. He has not followed the procedural due process that I am guaranteed before he can even stand up and walk to me. He is coming over here to try to use me as a vessel to fire a round and to destroy my Bill of Rights. Boom. That's how that ends. Because otherwise there is no punishment, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop until there is a fucking consequence. And the consequence ain't going to be, well, we're going to take this to the Supreme Court of Admiralty. And the Supreme Court of Admiralty is going to decide if the Admiralty can remove your goddamn rights that can't be touched. Cannot be touched. Cannot be touched. Read it. The 9th article made it absolutely clear. And to pretend that these son of a bitches don't understand exactly what they're doing is goofy. When they attack it, you shoot them. That is just, I mean, it's like a goddamn Russian coming over the hill. He's coming. I mean, this is what they sold us, this federal government on. Here, the Russian, here comes a Russian. He's going to put your ass in slavery and take all your rights away. No questions asked. We ain't going to talk about him. We ain't going to tell him. Hey, haven't you read our Bill of Rights? Even you do that today, and it'd be, well, I don't know nothing about no Bill of Rights. I do the policy for my union policy that says if you shoot you, I can come up and fuck with you and shoot you. Oh, really? Well, I guess you should have read that, son of a bitch. Boom. Because it just cost you your life. Because it is going to be defended. It's going to be defended even if these son of a bitch and cowards out there refuse to do it, because we all ain't cowards. But you know, it's like anything else. When the end of this, we're gonna kick these guys' ass. But when it gets to the end of this goddamn war, I got to tell you people again, in the last battles, you make sure you got guns pointing forward and you got guns pointing backwards, because there's some son of a bitches coming up behind you who do not intend for you to have that Bill of Rights. They got other fucking things in mind, okay? If they didn't, they would be standing here. They would be standing here saying, all right, my life right now, I'm a goddamn man. I mean, the proud, oh God, how proudly we speak of the soldier who goes across an ocean and kills people that we don't even know, that we've never had a beef with, so that their resources can be taken and given to the goddamn Jews. That's a hero. That is something, Henry, to be proud of. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got stopped by a cop the other day. And first he said I was driving too slow, and then I started telling him that I don't consent to any search. I'm giving you my driver's license only because you're going to beat me up. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I quoted him the 4th article, you know, verbatim, word by word. Uh-huh. And he left later, and I said, I'm going to wait for you to leave. You know, you don't mind if I want, because I don't want you following me. Uh-huh. Driving so slow. But he drove away with his light still flashing, so I'm pretty sure I shook him up at least.
They know what they're doing. There is no way they cannot know what they're doing. The only legitimate authority in this country is the people. That government was created for the purpose of protecting the people's authority. God almighty, this isn't rocket science. And then they come, this rogue who came up to you, why did he need to look at your license, Charlie? Surely he knew what your name was because he was serving you with papers, right? Or somebody had filed a complaint against you.
He was a young kid, 20-something, you know, a state pig, so, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't give him any respect.
Good for you. Good for you. But, you know, what I'm seeing here is the more we step up and say, God almighty, people, they're tearing it apart. They're ripping it out. They're ripping out the last part. We got to fight. We have to fight. Then I see those who are supposed to be the leaders, the big leaders, distancing themselves from it, going to other subs, talking about the weirdest shit you ever heard about. Nothing about the fucking Bill of Rights. This, I mean, I can come on here and point this out all day long. This is blatant, right? What I'm reading you right here, what I just read you, or I showed you right in the Bill of Rights, this is a blatant attack. This is a salvo shot at your Bill of Rights by a son of a bitch, an outsider with the, see, he's a rogue. He ain't your president. He cannot be. He's operating outside of the goddamn fiduciary authority granted. He is operating as a rogue. This is a rogue force, and he's gonna say you can't print a gun. He's already went after your fucking, you know, said, wrote down a directive from him saying you can't have a bump stock. He cannot do that. He has not that authority. And until the people reassert the fact that you do not have authority over us, we have the fucking authority over you, you piece of shit. And until we drive these dirty bastards from our shores, we'll know no peace. I can promise you that. The permanent emergency. Trump becomes third president to renew extraordinary post-9/11 powers. This is from USA Today. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Now, like I told you people, 10 minutes after that great knight on the white horse came in and was going to save you and your country and your constitution and love you and give your freedom and give it back to the people, was inaugurated. That dirty son of a bitch went right over and signed that War Powers Act because he had to. That's the only way it could stay in effect. You just change goddamn leaders. And now, that's why there's an emergency. There's a constant emergency. This is what is supposed to justify why your rights have been moved. But there was never a provision. In fact, the ninth article forbid any kind of thing. Well, there's a presidential emergency and we're going to have to suspend certain rights. And certain said, no, you can't. Ninth article said that power could never exist. You're doing it. You're pointing with one Abraham Lincoln done it. You pointed guns. You arrested goddamn Supreme Court judges and everything else. You pointed guns and stuff. But by God, you did not have the authority to do it. What you were doing was a criminal, treacherous act. And as sure as it was a treacherous act today, then it is a treacherous act now. President Trump has become the. Go ahead. Sorry.
Last week, he said, we'll take the guns first and due process later.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. He signed that legislation, the gun safety legislation, don't you know, removing your procedural due process. That is people, God damn it. I mean, Mark Carney, God damn it. That's removing the procedural due process. Is we going to talk about something else here? Are we going to fight for this goddamn country? Are we going to fight for our rights or not?
I really can't imagine a printed gun being anything
used.
But that AR-15 mold, yeah. You know, you make the lower unit out of plastic. That's not registered. But I don't think I'd want a printed barrel.
Well, no, I wouldn't. But you'd make the lower. The lower, and then you buy the upper and stuff. It's the lower that is the ID of the gun. I thought I heard Dion trying to get in there. How are you today, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Well, you know, it goes back to what, you know, you and I, we had this conversation before. It goes back to the indoctrination centers of the schools, man, you know, where we're not taught that we are the people or the authority. None of this is, like I said, man, most everything that I've learned, you know, how and who's really supposed to have the power, you know, comes from you. So when you sit back and you look at it, it's like, you know, when you go to school, they're not, you know, they taught us, you know, the Revolutionary War was fought over the Tea Act, and they didn't tell us, you know, that, you know, that King George was a tyrant, and they didn't tell us the real reasons. You know what I'm saying? They just gave us this Tea Act thing, you know. I mean, everything in school is totally bent away from the truth. And they don't tell us that we supposed to have the power, that police don't have a right to exist. You know, the only people have so-called, you know, so law enforcement is supposed to exist as the sheriffs and the constables, and the reason why is because we the people vote them. None of this isn't taught, you know, and I'm repeating this because I learned this from you, you know, and that's the thing about it. None of this isn't taught in the indoctrination centers of the school.
Of course not. We were taught we were taught that those original oppressors, I mean, it's just like, you know, we don't celebrate April 19th, the shot heard around the world when our people took a stand for their rights. It has been completely even removed from the calendar, because the bottom line here is the question has to be asked, who were they uprising against? The troops hadn't been sent in yet. I mean, are they just been sent in by King George? But what led up to all of this? Well, who was running the colonies? Oh, that's right. It was the king's men. And who ended up in the control of the country? Who had the sword surrendered to him? Those same son of a bitches, the aristocrats. And that's the way it's been, you know, right down the goddamn line here, with just one act of treachery after another. And, you know, when we, it's talking about the Bill of Rights, because it's so important right now. I mean, if we're going to fight for it, we're going to goddamn lose it, people. When they come up and tell you something like asset forfeiture, we can take your property and not charge you and keep it. Son of a bitch. Why aren't the guns? I mean, right there. Boom, 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 boom. That's a direct attack on the Bill of Rights. We are bound to fight and defend it.
April 19th. Was that Waco?
Well, it was also Waco, but it was also Lexington and Concord, wasn't it?
Yep. But you see, Henry, did you hear what you just said about civil asset forfeiture? I mean, it's just, that's the bottom line. I mean, think about it. That's what the aristocrats, and that's what, you know what I'm saying, the doggone king, the so-called king, what he was doing, you know. Hey, you can have this plot of land, but I get to take 90% of whatever you make.
Yeah, exactly. Well, although,
you want to have a little bit to feed your family.
And these were the king. I mean, the tyranny that was being inflicted upon the colonists wasn't King George wasn't over here walking about up and down the street with his whip. He hadn't even brought his heavy troops over here or his ships or anything. It was Americans. It was American colonists. People like John Hancock. And all these ones that were dirty in bed with the goddamn criminals of the time, smuggling, doing all the dirty shit, making all the money, taking people's property, doing exactly what they're doing right now today. They were the ones that the people came out and said, no fucking more. You're not going to do this. We're not going to be, we're not your boys. We will shoot your ass. And then, but then when it was inevitable, when the war had broken out, I mean, it was the people chased them back to Boston, surrounded Boston, started bombing it, blew their ass clear out of goddamn Boston a full year. And a year later, here come those same aristocrats. We have a Declaration of Independence. You see, the people have right. We speak for the people. What they did is they formed a government in the middle of an uprising, which cannot be done legitimately. They seized power, just like they seized power through these. They're supposed these an act. Well, we have this Gun Safety Act. We just seized a part. We just tore out a part of the Bill of Rights by act. You cannot do it. That's why that ninth article. This is going to be a ninth article fucking war. That's where we're at right now. They have attacked without authority. I mean, it's a blatant foreign attack on our goddamn rights to freedom and liberty, to our rights to property, to every right that we hold dear, what we fought for this country to have. What that government was created to protect us from those outside forces coming and taking from us. Now it's them doing it. And here we're talking about the permanent emergency. Trump becomes third president to renew extraordinary post 9/11 powers. And this is from USA Today. It was sent in by Joe STP. For discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, President Trump has become the third president to renew a post 9/11 emergency proclamation, stretching what was supposed to be a temporary state of national emergency after the 2001 terror attack into its 17th year. The thing is, they couldn't do it. The ninth article, no way can you touch those rights. You cannot do, the government can never have any power. That's what the ninth article says. Can never have any power to touch them in any way. They cannot examine them and say, we think it ought to be this way or that way. They can't even operate within it. They can only come in as private American nationals outside of any government, thought of government authority. As people, they would retain their rights. But as people, if they used an illegal authority against us, we could grab them as people and drag them over into the common law and prosecute them for the crime of official tyranny, because you are violating the Bill of Rights. It was all about the Bill of Rights. It's always been about the Bill of Rights, and you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it because they're pulling back away from it. Why are they pulling back away from it? You know, this all keeps coming down to, old Bill Cooper. You know, they didn't like Bill Cooper. None of these son of a bitches like Bill Cooper. Because Bill Cooper stood and he told it just like it fucking was. He said, you are going to have to go. You got the right to shoot these sons of bitches. They can't do this to you. But that doesn't keep the people under control. That doesn't keep a patriot industry fed and keep it going on for years and years. The death of Bill Cooper probably extended it maybe another 8 or 10 years that we could sell shit and train and get ready for, you know, that someday that's going to come along that's not going to come along, because it's just right now we've watched it be shifted over into the states' rights movement. I heard Cornkey talking about, you know, again up here in Portland, the other side, the west fucking coast, I guess his AO over here in Portland. And he was talking to, you know, the fact that we have the article here about the Antifa and the fact they're going to bring guns out on the street. And he's talking about, you know, he'll send them body armor. And you see, because what he won't admit is he is that goddamn, he is at the roots of that goddamn Trump Christian coalition. They make up about 18% of the population. And they think they're going to take the control right fucking back over. And they're going to take their 3%ers and their oath keepers, who were your former oppressors, and put them right back into their fucking offices, shitting on your rights, because they are the original removers of your common law and your common law rights. They think they're going to do this. And, you know, it's called talking out of both sides of your mouth. Because the Trump coalition, he'll sit there and tell you, just like, you know, what I'm showing right here. Here's Trump. He signed an emergency power. Let's go. We got to read a little bit of this. You guys got to hear this. And we're coming up on the break after. We're going to read enough of this so we can slam it at him. And we'll do that as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot broadcast from the trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We won't go away, 'cause we're not about to live in this mess.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Edge of Revolution by Nickelback we listened to there. And we're going to jump into this just a little bit go ahead.
I want to add to my story.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
The speeding ticket, you know, I mean, he wasn't speeding, but that state cop, that he followed me 5 miles on this old county road that you know, you could drive easily 50, 60 on it normally, mm-hmm. but they just put up a 30 mile an hour speed limit. So I saw him coming, and so I slowed down. I drove 25 for 5 miles. He followed me, you know, just all the way. And I come to one stop sign, and I sat there at that stop sign for at least a minute, you know, looking left, looking right, looking left, just fucking with him, really. But anyway, but Ron Paul's son, he got a ticket there the other day in a $70,000 truck, so I thought that was funny.
That is funny. I mean, and I could relate a story, but I'm going to hit this point. But the ongoing effects of the perpetual emergency aren't immediately clear, because the executive branch has ignored a law requiring it to report to Congress every 6 months on how much the president has spent under those extraordinary powers, USA Today has found. This is above the war powers, people. Above and beyond. Exactly 16 years ago, Thursday, President Bush signed Proclamation 7463, giving himself sweeping powers in violation of the People's Ninth Article. So fuck the people, their authority. He wrote it down on a piece of paper and gave himself sweeping powers to mobilize the military in the days following terrorist attacks crashed planes into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in a Pennsylvania field. It allowed him to call up National Guard and reserve troops, hire and fire military officers, and bypass limits on the number of generals that could serve. President Bush and Obama renewed that emergency each year, and on Wednesday, Trump published a now routine notice in the Federal Registry extending the emergency for the 16th time, explaining simply that the terrorist threat continues. But as Trump extends the emergency into a third presidential administration, legal experts say review of the powers is long overdue. We see this should be reviewed. No, this could never fucking exist. You see what they're doing? It's just like everything. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to lay it out. We have been under attacking completely, ripping apart the Ninth Article of your Bill of Rights for about 100 years now. Let's be truthful about it. And right now, because, you know, people are getting pretty goddamn upset, wondering how in the hell can this be going on in this country? Well, we see there's this thing, and it just ain't been reviewed, and this is the problem. We're going to really talk about this. Maybe we'll have some million-dollar investigations and stuff and come up with a report that doesn't mean shit, that, you know, like the torture report, and we'll toss it aside, and bah-ha on you, and onward we go in violating your goddamn rights. The bottom line is, this cannot exist. Either your Bill of Rights can't exist, or this can't exist. And to those of you Trumpers, which is it? Is it the Bill of Rights? You don't want that? You want this? You want a goddamn dictator? You want a king? Is that what you want? Because that's what you're supporting. Again, I'll tell you, you know, a little story. You know, you were talking about driving too slow. One time I went over to the doctor, and I took my son. He had an old car. And there was like a piece of, you know, like the molding that kind of flapped on the door. I never thought nothing about it. It's insured, you know, shit. I got all my permission papers. I have the papers to travel. And so, you know, I'm coming out of Medford. And here comes a goddamn this sheriff, you know, follow me. Just follow me. And so, you know, I'm not real sure about the speedometer, you know, where it's at. So I'm driving 52 miles an hour just to, you know, be on to say I don't want to be fucked with. I'll be goddamned, that son of a bitch didn't put the goddamn lights on me. I pulled over. Man, I was fucking pissed. I rolled in and I go, why'd you stop me? Well, you kept driving slow. And I go, I go, is there some fucking law against driving 52 miles an hour? I said, I don't know what the speed limit on this car. He goes, well, actually, I ran the plates on the car, and my son had temporarily had his license suspended because his ex-wife had wrecked a car that even after they were his ex-wife, but because the car was half in his name, they suspended his fucking license until everything was paid. You people know how that shit works. So that's why he pulled me over, and I go, so you pulled me over because you ID'd me as my son going down the fucking road, or what? I mean, what the hell is it? I'm getting pissed by the minute. And he goes, well, there is a piece of the flapping on the car. So I get out of the goddamn car and I go around there and I fucking hit this molding with my hand, you know, as hard as I could. I'm steaming by then. I go, and I look at him, I go, I know what it is. You were fucking lonely, weren't you? That's what it is. You needed somebody to talk to. You were fucking lonely. That's why you pulled me over. You wanted someone to talk to. And his face was just red. And he went and got in his goddamn rig and went and I peeled out and took off. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. But this is way more important.
Yeah, that was the same way with me. I knew I didn't have anything wrong. I had all my papers, everything correct. But I forgot I had marijuana in the car. But anyway, he didn't search. So.
Piece of shit. But what we're talking about here, people, we're talking about what this is war. I mean, I read to you yesterday from the National Defense Authorization Act where they can kill you as an act of war. That's just what this government that was supposedly created to protect that Bill of Rights that says you have that right to due process of law before they can even talk to you or even approach you. And even they can't, only as a private national in their capacity, as a government, in their government capacity, can't even speak to you. They're supposed to stay over there in fucking government land, in military land, in admiralty land. They were never supposed to be near you. But now you have it. I mean, and now you have it where I'm reading shit like this. Do you hear? Yeah, you know, 16 times, been going on for 16 years, this infringement up on top of another infringement, the Logan Act, the Trading with the Enemies Act, and the War Powers Act, all of these acts are illegal. Either the ninth article says what it says and the people dictate the goddamn law in this country or they don't. This is a complete occupation by a foreign element. A foreign element. And see, this is why they don't get no trial. They have no right to no trial. They are not American nationals. They have created a separate entity that is in direct opposition to our people and our Bill of Rights and our right to our law and our laws. They are saying, fuck your laws, is what they're telling us. Well, fuck our laws. You're right. You're just like that Mexican over there. You're just like that Honduran over there. You ain't got no goddamn rights in this country now. You are an attacker. What you got the right to is a bullet through your head.
This was a Texas state trooper, and I just wish I would have remembered to remind him how they helped at Waco kill him, all them people. Worthless pig.
You goddamn right they did. And you see, that's what I'm talking about. I'm using us as the vessels to destroy the Bill of Rights. I mean, you can't just, if they just came out and goes, we're just going to just remove the Bill of Rights. President Trump, in an unprecedented move today, signed a proclamation removing the Bill of Rights. You see, that would be too fucking plain and simple. That would be just right there. But I mean, it's gone. It's that far. When they sign these acts granting themselves powers that remove that Bill of Rights, it's the same shit. But they see, they've been using us for all this time as vessels to do it. When they come and they violate you, when they violate your rights right there, they're violating the Bill of Rights. They are attacking it and they are succeeding. When they kill a little girl, shoot her in the fucking head. And then they go and, well, I'm turning my pistol over to my administrator as a part of my union. You know, union? This is something to do with my due process rights to where I'm absolutely left alone in peace unless these strict rules of due process are followed right up until I am confronted by no other kind of law other than a constable serving papers or a constable coming with an arrest warrant that was acquired through a judge with two affidavits attached for the rest of me or my property. You see, if one of those things don't exist, they are there. It's a flat-ass attack. and you are the body they're going to use to they kill you, and they kill a part of that Bill of Rights because they walk away from it, and they get a promotion and get transferred to another station to go kill some more of that Bill of Rights until the people start pulling out their fucking guns and boom, killing. And see, they pull out their gun, you pull out your gun, boom. If you kill him before he kills you, he didn't kill the Bill of Rights. You protected it. You killed the son of a bitch that was trying to kill it. You get a couple of them, man, that's just gravy. And then sooner or later, people are going to have to fucking realize this. We can't keep playing these games. These big operations, and we're going to territories and elections and states' rights and all this fucking horseshit just designed to put the old guard back into place. It doesn't matter. If you want that Bill of Rights back, you're going to have to take it back, just like the boys at goddamn Concord did, by putting bullets in them. That's the only fucking, that's the only thing that matters. Otherwise, you see that guy, he shoots that girl in the head, and he walks away from it, he goes unpunished. That girl's right, every right under that Bill of Rights was just, she didn't have it. It was gone. It didn't exist. But if one feller pulls out a gun, boom, puts one through his head, I guess her rights were enforced.
You can't publish that guy's address. It's like there used to be a website where you could rate your cop. You know, you published a cop that you'd had trouble with, and then you could look up his name. But you can't do that, so that's messed up.
The thing is, a state police can't even exist, my friend. The state police was really...
Yeah, I'm saying somebody... Maybe myself would go take care of him if I knew where to find the motherfucker.
Well, what it's going to come to, like I said before, I mean, it's peace. There's millions of us, but the thing at worst, you know, the big problem, first you try to tell people, don't vote, quit acquiescing, quit giving the permission for this goddamn destruction of your Bill of Rights, quit giving the consent. Oh, we can't do we can't not vote. It hurt our eyeballs and stuff, and we wouldn't know how to act, and we'd act all goofy. So you tell me, then there's only one other choice. You're going to have to defend it with a fucking gun. Oh, my God. Oh, a gun. Oh, gun. You know, like I said, that state police cannot even exist. That was originally the governor's personal guard. There is no such thing as a government policing force over the fucking people, period. The people policed one another through their own authority, through the common law courts. The constable and the sheriff were just there to assist. They were there to keep the peace, so everything was done peaceable. If papers needed to be served between two people who were hostile with one another, then the sheriff, he went out there because he was the guy that everybody elected said that this is the guy we can all get along with, and he can come on over to my house, and if there's some papers to be served, even if I'm mad at George over there, I sure ain't mad at Bob, the cop, sheriff here, because he's our sheriff. I elected him, and he's directly accountable to me. In fact, I can drag old Bob right into that fucking same court just as quick as anybody else. And Bob knows it, and so does the constable. It was all fair. It was all equal. It was what we're supposed to have. It is gone, people. When I'm reading shit like this, it is gone. There is nothing left of it. And then for people just to stand back and act like there's some other kind of issue, we need to go around this route. You've just completely just given up on the Bill of Rights then, I reckon, huh? Go ahead.
I remember back in the 90s sending letters, and I don't think emails worked then, but sending them to Saddam and saying, hey, if you're going to attack the IRS or some other federal building, you know, and people said, man, I can't believe you said that.
Well, you know what? Under the first article, you have the right to say that.
You would never say that today.
Oh, hell no. No, this is what I'm talking about. You see, keep talking about we're the freest country on the planet. We're all so free. You try to, Charlie, are you as free as your dad was?
No.
Are you as free as your grandpa was? How about your grandpa's grandpa? Was your grandpa as free as him? Or has this been an incremental removal of freedom right down the goddamn line up to the point that we're under total tyranny right now?
Well, that's one of the biggest lies they expel on us. I mean, it's just like what I told a guy about a week ago. I said, they tell us we're the freest nation on earth, but why did you got to go and get a permit and got to get a license for everything to get you so free?
Exactly.
A permit is just short for permission. I said, you don't see the correlation that goes to this? I mean, look at it. You got to go and get permission to have a garage. So I remember when I was a kid, man, in the early 90s, man, I used to go out to the garage sale with my mom or with my grandmother, and I ain't never seen nobody who had to have a permit to have a garage sale. Now these days, you got to have a permit, get permission from them to sell your stuff, then fill out a tax form. I mean, man, this thing is so far overdue to it's not even funny.
The thing what I'm talking, yeah, I agree with you 100%, and you're saying it right. But what I'm saying right here, 100 years ago, let's take my great-great-grandpa. Okay, he was free. I mean, they had already started attacking it. They started attacking the Bill of Rights before the fucking ink was dry. But there was a level of freedom. So you say right then, man, that's a free country right there. Okay, now 100 years later, 10,000 things that he could do that was a free act, and it was his absolute free act right to do. Now somehow somebody has said that they have legislated away those rights. Now if the Bill of Rights, the ninth article, says that there's no authority can ever exist to remove or change those rights, where'd they go? Right now, the average person, they'll tell you, commits two felonies they don't even realize in a day. How many laws can they make until there is no more freedom left? And how can they make one law that removes one freedom without being in violation of the ninth article that says they can't? This war, and it is a war right now. This is what's pissing me off. I mean, they'll tell you it's a war. We know it's a war. This war that we are engaged in is a declared war upon us. They have declared what they are going to do to us. And then you turn around and this isn't your main concern. I mean, what other concern? What the fuck? You're going to make a movie about something? Like I said, we're scattered across this country. Okay, I get it. We can't, I mean, and you say we have to organize and get these things. We're going to have battalions and tanks and all this shit like this. But we're scattered across the country, and this is why it just keeps on going like this. And all the time, new political parties keep popping up, and new people keep getting power, and all this. But there's a movement. There's a movement, people. How about this? If we're so scattered, man, how about that being our advantage? How about every man who said, that goddamn Bill of Rights is going to be the fucking law. That's just all there is to it, or I'll be dead. I will die like my ancestors did, to make that the Bill of Rights. And everybody puts their gun on and just goes on about their business. When the son of a bitch does to, like, what, like to Charlie there, you are here, you are an illegal entity, you cannot exist. There is no way my due process rights could be followed for you to be here in front of me. You cannot exist. You are not a lawful entity. You are an outside entity attacking my rights. Boom. And I mean, yeah, it's going to be ugly in the beginning, but pretty soon people are going to start understanding it. And everybody's sick of this shit, and they're saying, well, yeah, boy, I got him killed for goddamn sure. And that's when we keep coming back to old Bill Cooper. Because I'm going to tell you what, a little secret, there's always been a lot of controversy over just why old Bill was killed. You know, these people, they'll brag, you know, that they call Joe Arpaio. That was before I came along, man. I was one of their bosom buddies. They got buddies that are cops. They got buddies that are FBI. They got buddies that are ATF in different places, but they're part of the Christian Coalition. Shh, secretly, you see. And so, you know, if something pops up, there were some people. I mean, Bill Cooper had just exposed Alex Jones for what he was about a week or two before he was killed. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something. Before this is all over, we're going to find out who had Bill Cooper killed. Because these people, I mean, I found him. I mean, they think that we're just sitting out a bunch of dumb fucking hillbillies. But I've found him. You know, they got people that work for the phone company. They got people even work for the electric company. They just pop up and, man, I'll tell you what, I can identify these son of a bitches so quick. Because they have no reason to be around you, but they want to come up and they're just start talking stuff. Just the strangest goddamn shit to you. And I know they're everywhere. But you know what? How many trenchers did you walk past today? I mean, I'm going to tell you guys something. This is it. These motherfuckers, there is an attack. There is a war against our Bill of Rights. As goddamn American nationals, it is our goddamn duty, our sworn to throw our life out there. I don't care. It's all right to charge a machine gun nest, but we have to really organize and stuff this stuff before we can even think about trying to attack at this angle here, maybe elect a few people. You know, so you just can't just come right out and just say, this fucking shit's stopping. But the bottom line here is we are in the right. We are the people. We are the American nationals who are at war with several factions who have announced, who have declared that they are going to destroying our rights, that we don't have them anymore, that we are their goddamn property. Okay? Now, anybody out there, you sons of bitches, you better remember what I'm telling you today. You fucking betray us. You betray us at any level. Hey, kill me. You know what? There'll be, I'm like on that Star Wars thing, 100, a rise up my pace. You cannot stop what has been started here. And it's going to complete itself. Kill me. Betray us. Betray us. And you will be hunted down. And I'll tell you what, you ain't going to like what happens when you, I mean, there's going to be special fucking punishment for you. And when this thing with Bill Cooper, I mean, everybody thinks, I mean, that man, what he gave us and what he taught us is just immeasurable, just to be pushed out. And just why was he just moved aside? Because, man, it just didn't fit in with the political and the religious army bullshit. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be found out what happened to Bill Cooper. And the people who did it, this is going to be a public trial. And the people that were responsible for, and you're going to find that they ain't the people you thought they were. Those people who were responsible for not only ordering it, but making saying it's necessary. He has to go for us to keep control of the 75%. Your asses are going to go on trial in front of the world, and you are going to hang in front of the world for what you did to that man. We can't let them keep getting away with every time that you get somebody that speaks the truth and stands up, they have one of their fucking assassins across the world, because that makes them no better than the corporate mafia that they claim they ain't a part of, doesn't it? Are they the mafia too? Is that what it is? At any rate,
them get their doctor, go ahead. Like Bush's doctor.
Exactly. But what I'm talking about, you know, I've had their fucking their little try to give their little threats to me. I said, come on over, motherfucker, I'll kill you. I'll kill you right on the fucking spot. I know who you are. I know where you come from. And you know, like this thing of, you know, using Jefferson money and stuff. Well, the bankers already know who you are. Well, they know who a few of us are, and you don't know who very many of us are at all. You ain't even going to see it coming. You wouldn't know one of us if we passed you on the street. We ain't like these fucking fools that you have running around the purity of your well. We're not like them. We're the least people you'd least expect. And that's what's going to make, and we're the 75%. There's a ton of us. And again, a lot of us are going to get killed that didn't have to because of these pricks, because of these betraying, dirty pricks. Right now, any man that isn't standing firm saying, I'm ready to fight and die for that Bill of Rights, is a goddamn traitor to this country. And if that ain't all you're saying, nothing about making movies and you know, getting people elected and all these little fucking games you're playing and going to the admiralty courts. If you ain't standing as a man right now and saying, I'm going to fight and die for that Bill of Rights. I'm going to kill for that Bill of Rights. I'm going to kill every son of a bitch that has to be killed until the peace and tranquility of my people is returned. That is guaranteed to us under that document that cannot be changed, that has been subverted through through outside forces and inside forces that went along with it, like the dirty church. Because in the end, this Christian nation that is expounded that it is a Christian nation is a nation that worships mammon. You've always worshiped mammon. Now, you had the power. You didn't use it to do a godly thing. You used it to get money. And that's all you fucking care about. But this shit is going to come to an end. It can't continue, because there are certain people out there that think they might have to look their grandfathers in the eye in another world and try to explain why they was too fucking cowardly to stand up and fight for what they fucking fought to give them. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, guys, man, just keep preaching the good word and know that, you know, the things aren't always what they seem. And when the people are supposed to be the grand leaders start backing way away from things, we have to try to figure out where they're backing to. I think that would be the question. And that being said, that is the word from the trenches, if I can find the right goddamn thing here, because I had to rearrange everything when I fixed the computer.